Rob Schremp, former NHLer, used to play alongside John Tavares with the New York Islanders, former first-round pick. Hey, Rob, thanks for doing this.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing very well. He's also with Veda Sport and AG Health. So obviously, Rob, yeah, we want to ask you about the tweets that you had out, and we'll start with the first one. When you referred to John Tavares as the ultimate I did my job kind of superstar, he wins when he goes to play for his country as they are loaded with players mostly equal or better. Other than that, he just collects his points and his awards. Do you want to clarify that? What do you mean by that?
You know, yeah, it's obviously I said that, and that's what the experience and the time I had in Long Island is just maybe I gather some of that. But, you know, Johnny's still a great player in his own right. He's amazing goal scorer. He's had great accolades. The tweet really went viral. I mean, I never really thought I had that power. I mean, I actually feel pretty bad. Johnny's a very private person. I never really thought that would blow up like this. He's probably stressed about this. I don't think he's really stressed, but it's not the attention I meant to bring. So, the way it is, maybe it's not always Johnny's fault either. That's kind of place where he was set up. It was that way. It was kind of a lot of pressure on him to do what he had to do. But I just see a little bit of a difference in a player like Johnny's caliber and like a Sidney Crosby. Like when I saw that photo, like that's what I think. If I would want to build a franchise, I would probably take more of a different player, you know. And that's my opinion. And I opened the door to that, and I said it on the public forum, and then it kind of opened the door to, like, you know, some criticism. But, I mean, it's my opinion. I'm kind of entitled to it a little bit, and I spoke it. So, you know, people think I'm a bum and this and that. And my career didn't go really to what it, you know, was supposed to or what I expected it to. But life goes a certain way, and I'm happy about, like, where I'm at in my life now and the mission I'm on. Like you mentioned, Veda Sport with a CBD line trying to help, you know, bring something back to the game in a different aspect, maybe not as a player, as a coach, but as, you know, what we were carrying as a product. So I'm okay. I'm not a bum, and I'm happy with my life. I'm celebrating with my family, my wife. I have a one-year-old daughter. You know, my wife and I are really blessed with that. So things are going good, and that's where I'm at. I'm not a bum.
Hey. Okay, so first of all, let's just say that Twitter, for the most part, is a cesspool, that if you tweet an opinion about anything, you're going to get people in your mentions that say really horrible things and who take things way, 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 way too far. And so, yeah, I'm guessing that when you made that comment, you didn't realize that there was going to be that kind of a backlash. And it seems like you really weren't interested in that kind of a backlash, which is, again, fair. And yeah, man, it's tough. It's tough with that medium because you actually, when you said that you have a right to that opinion or that you've earned to have that opinion, like, of course you do. You played with this player. And so, you speaking your truth is nothing that, like, there. You could have other teammates that disagree with you. You could have other coaches that disagree with you. But, yes, for the most part, anyone on Twitter that's going to have that gripe is, yeah, speaking from a place where they have no clue. And this was something that we discussed before having you on, is that it's even difficult for us to have pushback. All I would say is that it's interesting. Your comments, I think, took off in a certain way because that's never been something we've heard about John Tavares. Like, there's never really been that angle publicly. It's always been that he is a consummate leader, that he is the consummate hockey guy, and that he is someone that you would really want to build a hockey team around from a leadership standpoint as someone who does things the right way. And this is the first time I can think of anyways where someone has said that, like, has said anything to the contrary. And so I guess my question is this something that, we don't have to say names, but is this something that you think is more of a shared opinion with other people than just yourself, or is this something that you think is more unique to your situation?
Yeah, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I think I am pretty strong opinion. In my own opinion, I'm strong on it, and I don't come off it. So, I mean, that's gotten me in trouble before. I'm not in trouble per se, but I say what I think, and I kind of want to live my life. I did live my life. I do. Maybe it's cost me a bunch in some decisions I'm staying strong, but I do, and that's how I felt.
Yeah.
So I'll stand firm with them, and I'm not going to, you know, like I said, I'm not really here to attack Johnny. I feel really bad. I really do. I apologize if he hears this. I'm really sorry about bringing this on him, but I can't run from it. I'm not going to say someone hacked me and took it. I wrote it. That was my opinion, and I got to stick to it.
Yeah, no, and no one's pushing that back. And, like, honestly, man, I can tell that you're a little nervous in talking about it right now, and no one here is trying to barbecue you. Like, honestly, like, we're just trying to give you a platform to kind of talk about this because it made pretty big news in Leafland, and I think that it made news in Hockeyland. And I think part of the reason is because there aren't a lot of people that speak out about their opinions, especially about other players. And so it's very unique that you see something like this. And honestly, if this was the NBA, this would be gone in half a second. Like someone talking about another player and expressing their feelings about their leadership or their qualities as a player would be pretty much a non-story. And Ben and I have always been on record as to saying we actually wish that there was more of this, because I don't think that. So, like, yeah, you can quibble with saying someone's the ultimate me first guy, or I sorry if I misquoted that, that's a little, I don't know, personal, but I don't really think it is. And I think it's fine to share your opinion. So, like, that's where we're at with this. I don't think that this is crossing any lines. I don't think that you did cross any lines. And, like, again, I think that you should feel comfortable to kind of speak on it in terms of what you meant or how you meant it. And when you're saying you're owning it, I get that. But I also think that it's strange that this did become such a big thing, because no one really does this kind of stuff. And I wonder, is this why it is? Is it because the guys who do get pasted and have to deal with stuff like this? Or do you think it's deeper and ingrained in the culture in a different way?
I think this is exactly what happened. So I opened the door a little bit. And this is almost like a good test study, because there's also times of other important things that people need to open up and talk about other things. You know, I've had things in my life with, like, you know, depression issues, anxiety issues. Look at what I did when I made a comment about my opinion of another hockey player. Imagine if I had to say something serious. Like, I know, I mean, the thing is, for me, is like, I agree with the path of my career. It's 114 games of where I was at. Like, I'm not happy with that either. I don't think of it as an accomplishment. So, having that said, like, that's not where I'm laying the line. Like, I'm better than John Tavares or something like that. It's just kind of how I felt about it.
I'm interested in the backstory between you two guys, because there is a reply to somebody on Twitter as well. Not to, like, go through your whole Twitter timeline, but this is where it's all coming from, right? Where you're commenting off the...
Well, the thing is...
Yeah, go ahead.
That picture was posted, and it kind of was... My description was, like, kind of more of, like, yeah, if you're going to build a team, I would maybe have a different selection, right? So that always goes back to that post. It wasn't, like, a random just throw it out there. It was kind of categorized to that photo. They showed
right.
The difference of... last year at this time with the team, and
this is a different reply.
The thing is with Johnny, like, Johnny played in London. I think Johnny's an unreal player. I didn't get a chance to play him in junior, I still think Johnny's an amazing hockey player. Like, he is an all-star hockey player. He scores goals. His uncle is one of the best goal scorers in lacrosse out of Buffalo. You look up, like, Johnny's family's a cool story. I think a lot of John DeBears. I do. I think he's a great hockey player.
I'm just so curious.
He's from London as well, being an alumni. But, like, with the building, like I said, that was very much pointed towards that photo where they're, like, the records are different. And the thing is, it's not always Johnny's full fault. Like, when an organization grabs a player and they say, it's your team, you got to go do something. I mean, he just put a lot of pressure on it. Like, it's not all his fault. But the thing is, it was almost like when I played there, it was almost like there was a level of a roof of where you could get to, what you could achieve. So I think when you have a great star like that, you should build around him and not make it any kind of ceiling on anybody. There should be a room for everybody to be great. And I think that's my view on it. And you got to all have the ability to reach your potential, not a potential of what you set on another guy.
So,
and that's the team standard per se. You know what I mean?
Yes. So I'm trying to read between the lines with some of this stuff. And it's like, it's unquestionable that John Tavares is a good hockey player. And so I understand that you're doing the qualifier, but
no doubt.
Feels like you just believe that he's a little bit overrated as a leader. And again, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm really not trying to put words in your mouth. That there's some overqualification or over-exaggeration as to his leadership qualities, and that when he was with the Islanders, he was treated a little bit differently than other players in a way that rubbed you the wrong way.
Johnny's a young stud at that time, 18, 19, and then a lot of you, I think he was a young kid at that time as well. It's a lot of pressure on Johnny. I'm not attacking his leadership character. I heard a comment, it was something along the lines of what's different from this year and last year, and the comment was, this year everybody is on the same level, so it's a lot easier for everybody to understand where they stand, or some sort of like that. Like, that says enough in itself. So, it just, maybe sometimes the change is good, it really is. It opened up for the Islanders, and Johnny's going to have an amazing career in Toronto, filled with great players. Mitch Marner, I mean, I'm sure he's thrilled where he's at right now. Austin Matthews, he doesn't have to carry a whole city on his shoulders anymore, and Johnny can now... I mean, he just gets to go and watch Mitchie Meyer go wheeling around. It's a great chemistry those guys have, and it's fun to watch. It's really great hockey. So it's working out for both people in both cases. But I think maybe it was a good change in one. It really was. It opened up the borders, per se. Like I said, there was a little bit of a ceiling there. And maybe some guys felt like they kept running into it, and it was time to open that ceiling and give other guys a chance to maybe show it to head. So, and then in the meantime, this guy gets to go on free agency, more money than you could ever imagine, which is amazing. I'm happy. Hope he loves it. Hope he swims in it. and he's going to maybe win a cup. I love the team. Toronto's sick. They got a great build. So we'll see what happens. But it's a win-win. But in that moment, in that picture, what I said, I stand by, and that's what I believe. So.
Well, Rob, we appreciate you coming on and clarifying with us, and congratulations on the child and everything you're doing in your life. Thanks for doing this, Rob.
Yeah, man. Good luck. And yeah, maybe close the Twitter mentions for a little while. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to shut that down. Yeah, I've put that one on mute. So
yeah.
I feel like I've so many times. No, but the thing is, too, it's kind of rough. Is I didn't like when it changed over to platforms and like, people would put stuff on like a one-year-old photo, like my baby's one-year-old.
No,
not right. Like,
no, no, no.
Come on. People need to be a lot wiser than that. I think it's for the public to see. I spoke my mind. I mean, if you want to go against what that opinion was, that's okay. But, like, I don't think you attack people's feelings.
Agreed.
I think.